You could hear a pin drop in the lobby. It was that quiet.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw.
It's obviously hard now because of the way that's all ended, but
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header.
I'll have that forever.
Inner Drive, Episode 1 with Troy Parrott, out now on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Allianz, a proud sponsor of Irish sport.
Off the ball.
After an epic clash in St Tiernach's Park in Clonus this afternoon, Mayo held on to beat Monaghan by a point in round one of the All-Ireland Series. On a final scoreline of Mayo 124, Monaghan 220. As they so often do, Monaghan refused to bow when they looked dead and buried. 11 down at half-time and 12 behind with just over 20 minutes to play, it looked like Mayo had done the job. Albeit, their championship debutant Jack Livingston had to make at least 8 brilliant saves up to that point. Mayo looked relatively comfortable. Monaghan had a window, and once Desi Ward curled over their first two-pointer to half, they smelt blood, as did their fans. 5 minutes later, Rory Began thwarted the Mayo goal chances, and two kick passes later, Bobby McCall finally buried the goal that they craved. McCall, who would later be stretchered off injured, had a massive role in that turnaround since coming on at half-time, and he had a point ruled out for a wide earlier in the half that is being disputed and certainly looked like it may have gone to Hawkeye if it was being played in Croke Park or Semple Stadium. In the midst of a thrilling battle, man of the match Ryan O'Donoghue was twice denied moments after McCall's goal by his marker Ryan O'Toole with two brilliant defensive interventions. And as sub Stephen Mooney buried a goal in the 66th minute, seconds after a Jack McCarron two-pointer made it a two-point game, extra time or a Monaghan win suddenly felt inevitable. But Enda Hessian made a huge turnover in the 67th minute. Mayo kept the ball and Ryan O'Donoghue burrowed through to win a free eventually and converted to put three between the sides in the final minute of the game. We still somehow had time for a fine Max Maguire two-pointer before Kobe McDonald, who came away with 1-4, made a final fabulous catch to bring a classic of a game to a close. Mayo go into round 2A, Monaghan 2B for the draw on Tuesday morning. Full-time score in Clonus, Monaghan 220, Mayo the winners, 124.
Yeah, I thought when Ryan kicked the free, I got a bit more relaxed to put us three up. The first left foot of free we got all day and Dara's off the pitch, so it made it a bit more nervous. But no, it was, you can't do anything, Tommy. You know, you have your subs made, you've played your hand, and you just have to sit back and just hope the boys pull you out. And, you know, the likes of Jack there and Kobe coming to catching balls, just getting us out of trouble, it was just brilliant to see. And like the lads know here from Mayo, they know that that's what this Mayo team needs. It's not winning by 10, 12, 14 points. It's when the game's in the mixer, can you go and kind of fight for it? And I think the boys did it today.
I know there was five changes, maybe three debutants. You were locked in the second game, Scobie in the second championship game as well. A couple of positions switched, but what really was the difference from the Roscommon game and today?
I think we needed the break, Tommy. It's a great question. I don't think I can answer it completely honestly. I think we needed the break. Back in my day when you started playing first, you'd have 5 weeks between it. You'd be going down to Cork playing challenge matches and you'd be all over the country. So you could state your claim for a position. But everything has just been 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. I think this team needed to stop and kind of start again. And over the last 3 weeks, we've, particularly the three boys inside, Dara, Kobe and Ryan, I think they've beginning to link up and beginning to look like kind of unit and connecting together, which was great. So a lot of little differences. The energy around the group was huge, but it's all down to the lads. The lads just put everything on the table the last 5 weeks. We had a challenge match above in, do you know where that challenge match was? Ashburn, 4.5 hours from Belmullet, and the boys just got in the cars, no problem. Thursday evening, worked the next morning. Not the most player-friendly opportunity by me, but we couldn't turn down the match and there was no complaints and they just got on with it.
Bobby McCall had a transformative impact in that second half like he did against Derry. I know he's just back from a bad injury himself. It didn't look great for him.
No, it's not good, Tommy. I was telling the boys that it doesn't look good at all. It's the same leg, same knee as he did his ACL on. So what we can do is hope and pray that it's not as bad as it looks, but it doesn't look good.
It's such a mark of you to be able to stay in the mix and go down the clutch. I'd say everyone was sweating from Mayo in that last quarter, but it was thrilling stuff. Why do you think you're able to do that in the last 15 minutes of games?
Why are we not able to? Why do we wait till then? I said to the boys at half time, look, you missed the first bit, Tommy, when obviously half time we were very disappointed. We had 18 shots in the first half, they had 15, but we were 11 points down because we stood off them around the arc and they kicked seven two pointers, which was very, very frustrating. But But second half, I said them at halftime, lads, we were 11 points down against Derry. And I said, we got it back. No, I said, we didn't panic. I said, against Derry, it took the fourth quarter. We had to get it down to six. And the time Bobby went down injured, it was six in it. And I went out to the boys and it was 10 minutes left. I said, lads, remember Derry. We were six down with 10 to go against Derry as well. And we still dug it out. The character, the spirit in those lads, they're just brilliant. It's remarkable, no matter what's thrown at them, because we had lost a couple of big men with injuries. Ryan McInnesby going off, we lost Stephen O'Hanlon during the week in training, and then we lost Bobby with that very nasty injury. So for the boys to gather themselves together and produce what they did in that second half was, as I said, I'm very, very proud of them.
Ortiz's commentator seemed to suggest that Bobby's point that was waved wide was actually over. It was at a pretty significant moment in the game as well. I suppose these are just the breaks that tend to go against you at times.
Yeah, well, look, obviously from where I was, I couldn't see that. So I didn't know if that was the case. And if it was, it's going to make it even tougher to obviously a one-point defeat, if that's the case, if there was a point that was waved wide. That shouldn't happen, like in with two umpires there. It should not happen. But if it did, that's even more gutting for all of us, because we had a lot of things went against us there today, including the injuries and a couple other things that went against us at different times. So yeah, that'll be really hard to take now if that's true. And there was a point that was waved wide.
Like, we knew an onslaught was coming, and it, Jesus. Probably came a bit heavier than we would have liked, like, but look, to come up here and to come away with a win, especially after, you know, when you're 6 weeks without football or 5 weeks or whatever it is, you feel like you're ready, but you don't know what you're ready like, you know. So coming up here was probably a tougher battle mentally than it was physically, and then when you get on the grass, it's a lot harder than you think, like.
It was 36 days. I'd say it felt like it since there was common defeat, but a lot of positives to take from today. The win is the biggest bone, but what else are you happy with?
I suppose we put out a young team as well. Like, you know, there's a lot of changes. A lot of boys stood up there. Like, Jack pulled off some great saves early on to keep us in the game, you know. So there's a lot of positives out of it. Like, but I suppose, like you said there, when you're watching, like, obviously since we lost to Roscommon, they've played two games. Galway played two games. You know, you've been watching teams that are, you know, a match ago, and you nearly feel like you're not in the championship. Like, you know, so it's great to get back in now and get around and get a win.
And you're into round 2A, which is going to be really important on Tuesday morning. You mentioned the changes. There was five changes from the last game. A lot of young blood coming in. Three championship debutants. Hugh Lockton making his second game, I suppose. A couple of others early on in their careers. Livingston with like eight saves. It was ridiculous stuff, really. But like, Duffy settled really well. Darragh Byrne had a big game too.
Look, all the boys that you mentioned there, they're great footballers. Like, you look at Hugh, like, Jesus Christ. I don't know how many marks he took. Like, you know, when we needed them. Byrne does his own thing, do you know, like, he's a fantastic footballer. And like Jacko, as you mentioned, like, we needed him big time there today to pull off some of them saves, like, and he had no nerves, he was excellent, like.
I thought you had serious leadership across the group as well. Reiner Dunne, who I think earned man of the match, he could have had a couple from Mayo. He just kept driving, and he had a great battle with O'Toole as well. O'Toole had two big interventions on him, but Ryan just kept driving for you.
To be fair, it was kind of a battle, it was a game in its own, the two of them, like, do you know. And to be fair, like we back Rhino all the time, like, you know. I can't really say much else on that, like, you know.
How are you enjoying your football this year? You had a savage league campaign, and then, I don't know, was there a wee injury in and around the London game, but the Roscommon game didn't go well for a lot of you. Like, a 10-point defeat at home probably wasn't great for you.
Yeah, I suppose, like, look, I am enjoying this year, and, like, obviously the Roscommon game wasn't enjoyable for anyone. Do you know, like, we thought we'd done a lot well in the first half, and then, like, we probably, in our own heads, thought that we were 10 points down when we were 11, like, you know, and we kind of died a death out there, like. So it was important for us to come up and kind of answer that for ourselves more so than anyone else.
I think you did answer it today, and you know what, you're back in the championship no matter what. You're here now and you're into round 2A, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Just a question on the brother, Kobe McDonald. I think he got 1-4 in the first half today. I don't know if he scored in the second half, but when there was a mark needed to be won at the end of the game, he caught that unbelievable fetch too. How is he handling this first year of intercounty football?
He's enjoying himself, that's the main thing, and that's, I suppose, we all kind of get a boost around him because he doesn't take much serious, you know. You look at some boys, they get there an hour before training to go stretching, and that's the worst part of his day, like, you know. He just wants to play football, he'll be cross with himself in the second half because he probably felt like he didn't do much, but yet he done everything for us. And as you said there, we needed him to pluck a ball, and there he was, like, you know. He had a great battle in the second half, and look at his standards are high, like, you know. So when he thinks he has a bad game, it's not the way that it is, like, you know. So 1-4 isn't a bad out now.
No, you can't complain about that. Look, loads of new blood coming in today. A big win for you. We mentioned one man, one other man, 100 appearance, an outfielder, the first outfielder to hit 100 appearances today, Aidan O'Shea coming off the bench. Like, talk about the balance in that squad between experience and youth. You would have, when you broke in, Aidan would have been one of the mainstays in the team. Like, that's a huge achievement in itself as well.
Ah, yeah, like, look, to be honest, you can't speak highly enough of Aidan. Like, from the way that he handles the younger lads, the older lads, you know, like, he's a phenomenal guy to have around the group. He's a phenomenal player. Like, we needed him there in the last 12 minutes, like, and he come on, he's just a big body getting around, smashing, grabbing, you know, and even the way he talks to Kobe and Darren inside, like, you know, it's little things like that that people wouldn't see watching on that makes a huge difference, like. But Edo is, yeah, like 100 appearances, outrageous, like, in the championship, like, and he doesn't seem to want to slow down either, like.
Yeah, look, Ryan O'Toole's a good player. He came back at me about 5 minutes before that, and I'd another one blocked after that. So yeah, Coyner, I think, had a block on Jack McCarron on the two-pointer. Obviously, you want to pressure them with all the two-point shooters we have. But yeah, there's a lot of super plays. Obviously, Jacko in goal, 5-6 one-on-one saves on his debut. Jeremy Duffy, Dara Byrne, and he giving them chances, and look, they took it today, and just delighted the way they performed today.
When Monaghan do get the run on you, like, we all expect them to do it, you know, in that final quarter, so there's no great shocks there. How do you manage that? Because all the energy, the crowd are going nuts, all the energy is with Monaghan in the last 15.
Yeah, look, they've done it in the Ulster final as well. Look, you can prepare all you want for stuff like that, but I suppose just about getting your hands on the ball, the kick-out battle nowadays in the new game is very important, and once you get your hands on the ball, you gotta put it dead and gotta get a score on the board. And look, I didn't do that myself for three possessions in a row, but the boys dug me out of the back. Dunica, Hesh, Jacko, three. I think we didn't concede when I turned it over three times, or maybe a point, but look, it's a team effort. Boys coming off the bench as well, Paddy getting a score, so yeah, look, delighted with the win.
Man of the match today, I wonder, is there a bit of a thrill in the kind of one-on-one battle, because yourself and Ryan O'Toole did have a cracker of a battle the whole way throughout. He had a couple of big moments on you down the stretch, but you ended up getting that clinker, the clincher of a free later on too, like, and you kept going.
Yeah, look, I suppose that's the new rules. Previous to the new rules, you weren't getting many 1v1 battles, and I suppose, especially playing with the two bucks inside, when we were one-on-one in the first half, we were getting the better of them. Obviously, Ryan O'Toole, the boys are great players, but look, that's what you want to play football for, 1v1, especially as an inside forward. 1v1 battles, me versus you, I suppose, bring me back to my boxing days. But yeah, look, Ryan Tool's a great player, and look forward to many 1v1 battles into the summer, hopefully.
There's a huge difference in intensity from a league game to a championship game, and I think we all rose to the occasion, I'd say. Like, none of us shied away, we all went after it, and that was the biggest thing. Longy showed no fear and went after it. Andy gives great faith in us, so. And you get given the opportunity, you just have to take it. There's such competition in the squad, like, so if you don't perform, we're going to get dropped. It's simple as that. So,
why do you think you were ready? Like, the group of you? Because you all performed.
We put in huge effort. Like, I think Andy was saying last week, he had 80 sessions done. So, when you have that much work done, all you have to do is go out and produce it. Like, and you get confidence from the work you put in. So, we were confident enough coming up today and we got the win.
Yeah, Ryan O'Donoghue nailed a 2.3 in the first half. You nailed a 2.3 in the first half from a very similar position. I don't know whether you need the measuring tape to decide how far away. What was the decision there between who takes what?
I had the ball for the Ryan's one, then he was like, no, I'll take it. Then when you scored, you couldn't just say anything. Then I won that one. I got fouled that one, so I was definitely taking that.
You put the ball under your shirt, I think, did you?
They're big scores.
So. You were very close. Beckham makes a great interception, you know, for the McBrien squared ball across to you. You created the goal in the first half as well. That was a big one. In that kind of one-on-one, we saw Ryan O'Toole's battle with Ryan O'Donoghue. You know, Dylan Byrne was on Kobe McDonald for a lot of that game. You had Lavelle on you at times. What's that like, you know, when you receive the ball in the trio and you know that there's probably a goal opportunity here somewhere? Because you had to do a lot of work to create that one for Kobe.
Yeah, like, we've done a lot of work the last few weeks on kicking the ball and getting on front for a minute. So, like, as soon as, let's say, Ryan got the ball or Kobe got the ball, I knew I had to be on the move and I had to be in front of my man. They give it, like, we've just built up that connection over the last 5 weeks. So, it's just been huge. That's all just coming from training ground, really. So, we all just had faith in each other.
Darren, you got one with your right foot as well. I mean, how important is it for you to be showing defenders that you've got both options?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I probably didn't really understand them until this year, the amount of detail that goes into, let's say, what our defenders are doing for opposite attackers and for. The minor boys are doing that in me as well. They probably would have known I was going to shoot in my left foot any chance I got. So once I pulled the drum in and hit on the right foot, it was sweet enough. Yeah.
I just want to ask as well, it was an awful tough week for you and the lads in the under-20s to lose to Roscommon twice. What were the few weeks after? Did you find yourself putting even more energy into training? Was it a mental thing? How have you kind of turned the tables in those last few weeks?
Yeah, like, in fairness, it was very tough 2 weeks for me personally, and leading to Roscommon twice in 2 days, so in 3 days. So you just have to get back in the horse, get back to training, get back to work, and we knuckled down, got back to training, and came up here with a point of prudence, really, so I mean, came off to win.
Was today all you expected it to be like? Your dream of playing for Mayo in the championship game?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm laid back enough. I just trying to come in and do my job for the rest of the team, and if someone come in then for me to finish it out, that's all we wanted. So we're happy enough we got the win and everyone played their part.
You could hear a pin drop in the lobby. It was that quiet.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw.
It's obviously hard now because of the way that's all ended, but
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header.
I'll have that forever.
Yeah, there's the goal. That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable.
Inner Drive, Episode 1 with Troy Parrott, out now on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Allianz, a proud sponsor of Irish sport.
Off the ball.